And it's time to check in on what's happening in and around Tumby Bay with Amy from Council. Amy, good morning.
Hi, Keith. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. What I want to know is, have you recovered from last weekend?
Oh, not yet. It was such a high. We're so stoked at how it went.
What exactly was the highlight for you? And do you have anything that you really want to point out?
Oh, it was just incredible. We couldn't have expected that it would be such a success, I guess. But basically, having so many people in Tumby Bay on the weekend just gone, including up to, we reckon, 5,000 people on the Sunday, it just demonstrated that our two festival events that ran over the same weekend, Colour Tumby Street Art Festival and At the Bay, having them held on the same weekend really is a winning formula, and we're hoping to do the same again next year.
That sounds absolutely perfect, except for the fact that the Sinatra Boys... Can we lock in the Sinatra Boys again, but this time make sure that they don't taunt us by making us think they won't play My Way?
They were fantastic, weren't they? I was so impressed. It was amazing. As part of At the Bay, we organised Adelaide Fringe shows on Friday and Saturday night. So, and we were just all of... I think we attracted more than 500 people over those three shows. So Fizzy Pop, a band that's not new to the EP, and then a couple of young boys from Adelaide who did that Sinatra Cabaret. And they just blew the audiences away. And obviously you know that, Keith, because you were there on the Saturday night to see the Sinatra review, and it was amazing, wasn't it?
It was absolutely sensational. They did a great Bublé as well, I have to say. But
definitely. Lots of goosebumps going around on that night, I think.
That's exactly right. But we will move on from what has happened to what is happening. What is happening at Tumby Bay at the moment, now that At the Bay and the Colour Tumby Art Street Art Festival, rather, have finished for the year?
Yeah, well, I guess we have footy and netball are well into their pre-season at the moment, and I believe fixtures are out. So Tumby is buzzing and getting ready for a good season after last year being a bit of a no-show. So that will be good to get back into the swing of things, I think. And also we've got cricket starting to finish up. So this weekend we've got Rovers and Ramblers playing it out at the Town Oval in Tumby, and fighting for a spot to, I believe, battle Lipton on the 20th of March.
We'll certainly keep you up to date with those scores on the Sideline View tomorrow from 1 o'clock as well. Amy from Tumby Council, thank you so much, and I'll let you get back to trying to recover from last weekend.
Thanks, Keith.